You're listening to Red Nation Online.
Red Nation Podcast Interview Series. My name is Steve Botcher, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Russell Tiebert. Russell is an up-and-coming midfielder who is currently in the middle of his Major League Soccer rookie campaign with the Vancouver Whitecaps. An attack-minded player who is a graduate of the Vancouver Whitecaps residency program, Tiebert is a two-time Canadian U17 Player of the Year, and he's one of the top young talents in Canada. At the international level, Russell has represented Canada at the U17 and U20 levels. In this interview, Russell and I discuss his thoughts on his first half season in the MLS, the Vancouver Whitecaps residency program, his role under new Whitecaps head coach Tom Soane, playing with Eric Hasley and Alain Rochat, and the signing of his first professional contract. And now, Russell Tiebert.
How did you assess your first few months in the MLS?
It's been great so far. I mean, the start of the season was incredible, winning that game versus TFC And then obviously I went with the national team, so I got a little break. But yeah, I can't have no complaints. It's been a great experience for me, and I just can't wait to keep moving forward.
You play with a lot of poise and calmness for an 18-year-old. How much has playing and traveling with both the Whitecaps residency and Canadian national team program contributed as a professional, as a teenager?
It's helped me every step of the way. I mean, it's from the residency program to the Canadian national teams, from the youth systems we have with the national team, the regional, provincial, and everything like that. It's a great system, and it's prepared me for where I am right now.
Many young, talented players like yourself make the decision to move abroad in order to play with better players. You have some truly world-class talents in Hasley, Rochat, Chiamento, Demerit, and Dunfield, just to name a few. How much has playing and training with players like that helped you become better?
You learn little things from them day in and day out, whether it is on the field or off the field. They're just awesome people to be around, and you can't really explain the little things that you pick up, but you just see yourself doing them too. So it's kind of watch, learn, and then try and make it a part of your own game.
You're a Niagara Falls native. Do you get up a little bit more for matches against Toronto FC?
No, you get up for every match, but obviously there's something special about playing here, and that's because it is in front of my family and friends. So it's always great when I come to Toronto. It feels like home.
A coaching change can bring challenges and opportunities for both young players and veteran players. What has Tom Soane told you about your role under him? Does it change at all?
No, I don't think it changes one bit. I mean, just to come in every day and do what I kept on doing, like from day one, and not much has changed. Obviously, a little bit in the system has changed for my role on the field, but no, just to keep doing what I can do consistently on a day-to-day basis.
People often make a big deal out of the fact that you left the Toronto FC Academy to join up with the Vancouver residency program, but I understand that was at least partially a practical decision considering the fact that the Whitecaps had a full residency program. Do you think that people should really just, you know, put that in the past and emphasize the positives that the academies are now developing, good players on both coasts?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I have a tremendous amount of respect for the guys at TFC. I mean, when I played for the U16 Academy when I was 15 years old, it was one of the greatest times of my life, just because I'd been playing with the guys that were on the team. I've been playing with them for all my youth, and we all came together on one team, and it was just like playing with a bunch of brothers. So I had a great time at TFC, tremendous amount of respect for the coaching staff and everyone there. But at the time, it was me commuting an hour and a half back from training. So, and at the time, like you said, Vancouver was the only program with the residency program full-time, and it was either go to Europe or join a full residency program. So Vancouver was the best option for me at the time, and I don't regret that decision since.
The story of Thomas Niendorf mixing things up and almost not bringing me into the residency program has all the makings of a legendary story. Do you ever think about how things might have turned out if he hadn't recognized his error?
Yeah, I have no idea. I tend not to try and think about that, but you know what? I'm glad that he fixed that mistake and that he called me back, because he was a great mentor to my career, and he's been an important piece of it up until now.
You often link up with Alain Rochat on the left side. How is it playing with a player of his caliber and experience?
He's tremendous. I mean, you can't really explain his qualities. You see it every time he steps on the field. It's to have him behind you, it's it's a support that I've never had before, and I mean, he's so composed, and it makes me relax as well. So it's incredible to play with him.
So we're at the halfway point. What do you hope to accomplish in the second half of the season?
To get some points. I haven't registered a point right now, but I guess that's my goal for the next half of the season, to get some points, and I mean, start getting some games, start winning some games with the Whitecaps. I mean, that's the main goal for all of us, trying to make the playoffs.
Becoming a pro soccer player had been a goal, and I would expect it was a dream for a long time for you. How did it feel when you finally signed that first pro contract?
It was a relief. I mean, it was 2 days before the season opener, and I hadn't signed a contract, so my family and myself were getting a little bit anxious and a little bit nervous. So, I mean, once I put pen to paper, it was a huge sigh of relief.
So, you know, you've got a lot of strengths to your game. What are some of the things you still need to work on as an 18-year-old player?
Everything needs to be improved. I mean, all aspects of my game need work, and just about doing it over and over consistently, and then it'll be easier.
Bob Lenardisi has called you a model young professional. What does praise mean like that to you?
It's everything, because he's the president of the club, so if he sees that in me, then I think I'm doing something right.